Yes, greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, I'll be with you this week to share out of God's Word for our daily inspiration. As you know, this day marks a day that we remember as a Resurrection Sunday, and I feel privileged to be able to share today a special day in history when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And I know that you all would know the story. Now, Jesus came to this earth. He was killed, crucified. He was buried, and God raised him again on the third day. And that brings hope to you and I that we have a risen Savior. And it's because of that that we can come to Him boldly and ask for life out of this fallen world that we live in, where death seems to be reigning and ruling. We have this hope in God through Jesus Christ for the resurrection of the dead. With that, I would like to take a look at a subject here, and it may take several different messages here, I'm not sure. But I would like to look at something that we're all pretty familiar with as Anabaptists. We would pretty much keep this theme in our hearts, I believe. I believe it would also be something that is very dear to all of us, and it's separation. I hear it all the time, and it's a good word. It's something that we need to consider, but the separation is definitely necessary. As we live our lives in this world, we need to have a solemn separation. And I'd like to just take a look at a few scriptures here, because there are some separations that vary somewhat, and I'd like to just touch on a few little ideas here and get your minds thinking about separation. And first, I would like to read to you out of Genesis chapter 3, and I'm going to be reading from verse 6 until verse 10. And it's the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. And you know that there was temptation to disobey God. And here's what follows. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God, the Lord God, amongst the trees in the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And so I want you to see that this separation here is the first separation that we see here in the Scriptures. This is where man's fellowship with God was broken. There was a separation. And we see here the tragedy of the disobedience to God. They did what God had forbidden them to do, and it caused the separation. You notice that the man and the woman both, they were ashamed. Their eyes were open. They saw that they were naked, and they were ashamed. And not only that, but when they heard the voice of God, off they went to hide from God. They're hiding. They were separated. There was a separation there. And I'd like to just read to you out of Isaiah now, and just to show you that what this separation means to humanity. I'm going to be reading out of Isaiah chapter 59. And I'll be reading verse 1 and 2. It says, now Isaiah was a prophet here of the Lord, and he's speaking right here to God's people. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. God is capable. He is very capable of taking all of our life circumstances, and he can deal with them so easily. That's what we're being told here. God's hand is not short that he cannot save, or his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. That's interesting. It's not that God cannot hear. He will not hear. When we're in sin, we find ourselves, even as Adam and Eve did, they were in sin. And as you read the story, Adam and Eve were removed from the garden that God had originally planned for them to live in. There was a separation. And we're told here in this prophet Isaiah that it's our sins that separate between us and God. When now we're in trouble, we have to have an advocate. We need somebody to help to restore that relationship. And God is so willing to do that, that he even provided that for us. But I want you to think about for a minute the separation that comes from sin. And I know we all have been at this point at some time or another. And maybe sometimes there's struggles throughout your walk with the Lord. That sin, when we find ourselves entangled with sin, there's a shutting down that takes place within our hearts. There's a process that goes with that. It comes automatic with it. And we start to withdraw. Just as Adam and Eve did, they withdrew from God. They held back. They were hiding. And you'll notice, I think you can mark this down, that if you find yourself in sin, or if you see a brother or sister or somebody that's in sin, or the world out there that's in sin, here's the thing that starts to take place. They want to hide from God. They want to get away from God. They don't want to be close. We find that in our own lives, here's been my experience, if I find myself with unrepented sin, I start to suffer in that I don't pray like I should. I feel guilty, and I need to be cleansed from sin. And God is willing to do that. We need to come to him the proper way. He doesn't want us to continue in sin. But we'll notice that our prayer life starts to really wane and starts to go away. We start to get away from reading the Bible because we'll get convicted. This is if we don't deal with it right away. When you have something in your life, it may be just an unkind word to somebody, but that thing will get down inside and just start to eat away at you. It could be something very serious. There's just a whole bunch of things that would be encapsulated in this sin that we struggle with. I don't know what it is for you, but whatever it is, it's common to man, I know that. It's things that we do that's an affront to God. We start also to lose fellowship with other brothers in the church. It starts to shut down those avenues. They start to become distant to us. We see that sin does that every time. Not only does it separate us from God, but it separates us from his word and from fellowship with other believers. It's a tragedy, and God made a way, a provision for us, that we could deal with that. And it's through Jesus Christ, as you know. We want to be sure that that kind of separation is not the one we seek after. And I don't think anybody would say, yeah, that's the one I want. But somehow, we find ourselves dabbling in this or that, and God has to come and reprove and send his light to expose, and then that's when we get to deal with it right there and let God cleanse and purge us from that sin so that we don't become distant from him. Well, that's one separation that we see in the Bible, and the Bible's clear about how our sins will separate us from a holy God. But another separation, one that we're more desirous to grab hold of, is a separation from the world and from sin. That's something that is down in the fabric of every believer, is that we want to be separated from this world and from sin. Hopefully the both of those two would always go together. They are kind of synonymous. The world is full of sin. But we can separate ourselves from this world in a lot of different ways and still be walking in sin. It needs to be a separation from the world and a separation from sin. And even though the two go very, very close together, there is still a difference there. And God would have us to have a heart that is wanting to be away and done with the world and sin. I'd like to read to you now out of the New Testament. I'm going to turn to 2 Corinthians, and I'll be reading from chapter 6, and several verses here, beginning in 14. 2 Corinthians 6:14. But be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, I know this is the separation that we all long for deep down in our hearts. God wants to keep us from being married, so to speak, to the sin of this world, to be engaged with the sin of this world, and the things that will separate us from Him and will cause us a great suffering in eternity unless we cry out to Him and ask a cleansing, a purging from sin. And God is concerned. He cares. And He wants us to be separated from sin and from the world. That's because He loves us and He knows what's best for us. And He's made, as I said, provision for us through Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. Luke chapter 6 and verse 22. Here is some separation that is going to come as we allow God to do that work in our hearts. Luke chapter 6 verse 22. It's a passage on the Sermon on the Mount. It says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Now here's a separation. You know, I really believe when we're walking with God, and we get around this world, we rub shoulders with people, we come in contact with people from time to time, and they're against God, they're God haters, they're going to separate you. You're already separated unto God, and they're going to separate themselves from you. It's what the Bible tells us. Jesus was just mentioning that here. You're going to be blessed when that happens. Men will hate you, and they're going to separate themselves from you. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have to do anything. We must first be separated unto God. When people see that and experience that, they see that experience in our lives, if they're not willing to repent, they'll separate themselves from us. They don't want to be around. They don't want anything to do with God because it brings conviction. Lord willing, we'll talk about some more separation as the days follow here. But I want you just to be thinking about, how am I separate from the world and from sin? I'd like you to ponder those things and to be thinking of it as we come back to the Scriptures another time, and examine what God's purpose is in all of these things. May God bless you as you ponder.